Yeah, Rosh Hashalom. Okay, so today, Bezrush, we begin the latter part of Basa B'Cholov. And before you know, we finish it, but it'll probably take another month or so. And then we'll have a break for Chazara. And then we'll have June. We'll, you know, Melicha, Shechita, all assorted things that. In the month of June. Usually in the month of June we have it four times a week to get everything, you know, it's like 16 shiurim for 4 weeks, and we get it all done. So, as I always tell you, should do chazar as we go along, so that makes it easier for everyone. Okay, so it's a new haskala. So we begin with the niggun, and then we go into it. Avinu Avorachamon, Amirachem Rachem Aleinu, Vesein Belibeinu Vina, Lehavi. Amirachem Rachem Aleinu V'sein V'liveinu V'ina L'havinu L'haskil L'shma Kayem es kol divrei salmu torasecha b'yava lishma lilmanu l'lamed lishma l'asos l'kayem Torasecha b'yavo reha ereinenu b'sarasecha v'daveg libeinu v'mitzvosecha topic of today's shiur is kaf cholevis, shenis kavo tok deir shel basar. In other words, you have a milchik spoon, ben yomo. That doesn't mean you ate, you know, your cornflakes with milk this morning. It means it means you had your farina with hot farina, right? That you stirred and say in the kli rishon. So it's real milchiks. And then you were putting up a cholent, and then you took that spoon and you stirred the cholent. Once, twice. So what's the story of the cholent? The din bittul, what's the story of the cholent? What's the story of the spoon? What's the story? Now, this is going to go back to an old discussion that we had. Perhaps Taruvus number two or something like that, you know, old, by Yedias Taruvus, way back in the old days, that what's the din if something falls in and then something else falls in? So is it considered mitzaref the two things that fell in, it's a one, you have to have shishim connected the two things? Or we say no, the first thing that fell in was already batel, so it's not mitzaref with the second thing. So that's the Mishnah here in Trumas. So at Trumas shenafla lameya, for the hispik lahagbia, at shenafla acheres, harezu asura v'rab shimon matir. So, in other words, so Truma is batal echad b'meya. So here, one echad meya fell in, and then another echad. So simple, I would have said, okay, the first one fell in is batal. And now the second one falls in, it's also batal, because each time you'll have meya, because the first was already batal, so it's like gone. So now you have 101 of good. Now another one falls in, so you'll have 101 connected one, it'll also be good. But if they fell in together, then it's 2 against 100, 100 against 2, that's not good. That's 50-1 ratio, and that's not batel b'meya. But what if... So the question is, but over here, so there are two issues. We know there's an issue where if there's yedias hatarovus in between, that's machalik, as opposed to if you didn't know. That's number one. And number two, maybe over here it has an added complication, because by truma, tzarech laharim. And it's not enough to say something is batel, but there's another issue of gezel hashevet, right? Because it's the moment of the kahuna. So memela tzarech laharim. So it could be, one could say that until you were Meirim, the Bittul didn't take place yet, really. So if you weren't Meirim, so it's not Batul, and then when the second thing falls in, then it's Mitztarif. So that's what the Bartanur says. Rav Shimon Matik, Shalom Nodol on the field of Yishona, Shanofla Shnia, Modu Rav Shimon, Kibad Nofla Basachas Domi. Because Rav Shimon would agree, if you didn't have Yedias at Haruvas, then it's not going to be batel, because it's mitzarif. Ki pligi, when there wasn't idias hataruvus. So that's for sure, you need idias hataruvus. But you weren't maspik laharim. So is that considered as if there was no bittel yet, or not? So that's the machlokas of Shimon and Chachamim. Shimon sover kevin, omid laharim kemurim dami, and Chachamim omrim hashtamia lohurma. And the Chacham said, no, the Maisi, you weren't Meirim, so therefore it's not Batal. So we're going to see how this is going to stem with the discussion of the Milchik spoon that puts in. Right. Now the Milchik spoon is a little bit difficult. What's the discussion? I mean, a Milchik spoon you put it in, so you need shishim connected the spoon. Okay, there's a question whether you need it to the whole spoon, only the part you stuck in. Now, you stick that same spoon twice, so that shouldn't be the same as the Mishnah, because the Mishnah, you got an extra produce that fell in of Truma. Here, it's the same spoon, so it's no more milk that if I put a spoon once, then I put in a spoon 100 times. Yet, there seems to be a discussion that maybe you're going to need more than shishim keneged the spoon. You might shishim keneged two spoons, and we'll have to see why. Because there's no extra milk that fell in. You see, if you poured some milk in, and then you had a yedi, you didn't have a yedi, then you poured some more milk in, so I can understand. It's a shiloh, whether the first milk was bottled and it or not. But here, it's not two different spoons, it's the same spoon. So it's the same amount of milk, l'chora, tam milk that's coming in. So maybe one should say, okay, therefore it's pashut that you only have to mevatel one spoon's worth, because that's all there is one spoon's worth, whether you stick it in one time, you stick it in two times, you stick it in 50 million times. But, so we'll have to see what's going to be the other side to say differently. So we'll take that one step at a time. So the smack on page 3. Right, we're familiar with the smack. You know, a lot of people learn Yeridea, they never opened up a smock. But you guys know what a smach looks like. You know the top is the smach and the bottom is who? The beta parrots, right? So we're familiar with the, you see a smach in the middle of the night, you'll know what the smach looks like. Even though now they made a new smach. But also, okay. Dine bittel basa b'cholav k'shitochvim kach k'olavis b'kdeva shal basa ol hefech m'sharim b'chol ma shenitchav b'kdeva shal basa. So m'sharim the whole thing. The lo yod yikam the nafik. That's an old sugya that we minei man nafik minei. Right? That's an old friend of ours. Aba mashal lo nichnas barotev. Ain't osir, but the part that you didn't stick in into the rotev, it's not going to osir. Feel the kli machas, even the kli machas. Now, the kli machas, once the blia went into the kaf, it spreads the whole way through. Cham miktsaso, cham kulo. That's the sugim psachim. Aval the inyan hagolo tzarich lagel kulo kidaminen perik dam chatas bishol chatas. Because if you put a spoon into soup, treif soup, say, so you don't, the whole soup doesn't get in, the whole spoon doesn't get into the soup, only the bottom part. You don't put the whole spoon into the soup. So, but when you do hagala, it's not enough to just do magil the bottom. You have to magil the whole thing. Kam chasu kam kulo. Okay, so that's the shiloh about how much you have to be magil. But then he says, fourth line, v'im tochav beis pa'amim, matbilin, shtei pa'amim. So he was matbil shtei pa'amim. He was toichiv the kafcha levis two times. The lo noda bein time. And he didn't know. He didn't have a yedia bein time. Yesh lahatzrich beis pa'am shishim. So then you need two shishim. In other words, two units times 60. In other words, of milk. And he quotes our Mishnah. Raim Sechas Trumas. Echad hechad takav pas yomuk. So it has to be bas yoma. And then the kaf is going to become usher also, because then the tam basur is going to come into the kaf. And if there's shishim, then in the meat, then it'll be okay. Ain't shishim, it'll be usher. But hechad in a kaf bas yoma, so then it's no problem. The only thing is the kaf will be osur because it's getting meat coming into the kaf. The meat will be okay even without shishim. But he says that if you didn't have yediyah bintayim, then there's no bittel. So then the two tchivas count as like two units of milk. So the Hagos Rabbeinu Peretz is going to ask, I don't understand, just because you were tochev it twice doesn't make it more milk. There's a finite amount of milk that's there, whether you tochev it once or you tochev it 100 times. So why do you need the shishim keneged two units of the spoon? Mi yesh l'tmolok shakav bas yom of yesh shishim nakav da mina da k'derim uteres v'kav asura benim basa benim cholav lama kevin she yesh lo shishim k'derim nakav v'kein yachshov v'kav k'hagolam v'bli rishona v'yela din ha-k'dera atzma. Okay, so this is the problem. And then he's asking if they're shishim. In other words, it should be like a hagola. Like the milk should come out, be bottled in the meat, and that's it. Should be fine. Okay, the meat is going to go into the kaf cholevis. So he says, no, hagola moelis dafke ba roskin. It's not going to, Chagola doesn't, Choshesh, some comes out. But to assume that everything went out, that's only with roskim, with water. You don't do Chagola in meat. You'll say, I have a spoon, I want to kasher it, so I just put it in hot meat, in klimisha. It's not how it works. So what's this story? Mahasipur. So our good friend the Trumas Hadeshin, in all areas of halacha, the Trumas Hadeshin is always like, it's amazing how much Trumas Hadeshin is in halacha, how important the sefer is, It's always quoted, like every other page in Shulchan Aruch, there's something from the Trumas Hadeshin. That's why you should always buy yourself a Trumas Hadeshin. You have it for the rest of your life. I bought the original, the old Trumas Hadeshins. Then they came out with a new Trumas Hadeshin. Why do they have it? Okay, it's good. So, now, as we said before, the Trumas Hadeshin, he writes the questions and writes the answers. Right? That's a pedagogical method of teaching. He writes the questions. It's not like Igros Moshe, where everyone in the world wrote the questions. And he wrote the well, other, Tshuvas Achronim, Noda Behuda, Chasim Sofer. You see, Noda Behuda, Chasim Sofer, big Gedolim wrote the questions. Igros Moshe, you have big Talmid Chachamim, and then you have characters and other people, all types wrote the questions. And okay, so this is the question: Tzarech Shtei Pamim or lo? That's a good question. In other words, if you take a milchik spoon and you dip it in twice, do you need Shtei Pamim or not? So you're at Chora Sheilozu Lo Tzricha Rabba. You don't need much deliberation. That's it. The smack said it. Zokt in the smack. So what's the problem? So then he says, well, what's the pshat? Why? So he explains here. Mishum, left column, bottom two lines, last word. Mishum. Dechashin shem lo podlat hakaf mitchila kol habalu besocho min ha'iser. V'nisha besocho chalokim. V'nichnas besocho min ha'hetev shebgdeir nun tes chalokim. Nesu bitocha kaf and also a kol nevel. So this is what the chashash is. Say you have a certain amount of milk in the spoon. So with chashash, that's a possibility that if you would divide the part of the spoon, the unit, into say 60 parts, the amount of 60 units, the amount of milk in the spoon. So we're afraid that 59 of those units went in from the milk into the cholent, the milk spoon that was put in into the cholent. And to replace those 59 units of milk, 59 units of meat came into the spoon. So now in the spoon you have 59 meat, one milk, and in the exchange, 59 milk went into the meat. Okay? So therefore we have to mevatel the 59 units of milk that went into the meat. Now, when you stick it the second time, so what's the second time? Second time you have something else called basar b'chalof. Because the second time, that was after the what happened the first time, it was 59 meat and 1 milk. So now maybe that whole basar b'chalof went into the meat. That means that 100, so therefore you have 60 units now of bad. There was the first time b'choshesh 59 went in, because we want to b'choshesh for the worst possible scenario that could have possibly happened. So the worst possible scenario that could have happened is 59 milk went in, and it was replaced by another 59 of meat. And when he sticks it in the second time, it's 59 and 1, so you don't have a bittel, right? So it's basar b'chalav. Now if the whole 60 come out, that's 60 units of basar b'chalav, so you have to mevatel that also. So you have to mevatel 59 plus 60, 119. So when we say shtei pomim shishim, it doesn't mean 120, it means 100 ad mei avesrim, 119. And you have to have 60 times 119, because there are 119 problematic things that came into your cholent. The 59 milk after the first dunk, and after the second dunk, another perhaps 60 of 59 meat and 1 milk came in, so you have 69 basar b'chalav. So in order for the cholent to be kosher, you have to have 60 keneged 59 plus 60. So there's 119 times 60. If you have that amount of cholent, of meat, then you'll be okay. And that's the and that says the Truma Sedeshin is pshat in the smak. And it's not says nevela, so the whole thing, the 59 plus 1 that's in the spoon after the first dip is all chefetz de iser. So that's it. So that's what you need. So the question we had before was, why do you need more than the answer is? Because now the two different things that is the little milk came in and then the basar b'chalav came in. That doesn't mean that this is what happened, but we're assuming the worst case scenario. That's how the Truma Sedeshin explains. Yes.
So then the third and fourth time wouldn't matter.
Yeah, the third and fourth time there's nothing more to. Well, what's going to, you know, there's no more you can have. Now, omnom, lo chazinen l'rabbanan k'shisha davidaiki l'drosh b'sholei hara im nitcha v'kaf pa'machas o shtai. So the Truma Sedeshin says, we don't find the old rabbanim. Rabbanan k'shishi means the old rabbanim with the long white beards. You have to explain the Truma Sedeshin in Avelis. Saying Rabbanu Kishishi, with old white beards. So we don't find that someone comes to a shayla, to a rav, he asks them, did you stick it in one time or did you stick it in twice? Well, he should, if the smack is correct. So obviously there is some strong minug not to follow the smack and just to have shishim connected the spoon. And not shishim, keneged two spoons, or a little less than two spoons. Lo chazinu rabban k'shisha d'havi daiki lidrosh, b'sholei hara, to ask the people who are asking for a psak, im nitchav hakaf pamachas o shtayim. Elo im sharim stam b'shishim. Mutach kach korov be'enai shafilu havyodi bevadei shenitchav shtei pa'omim. So it's mashma that they don't ask because they don't care, because it doesn't make a difference to them, these rabbis, these rabbanim. That it's always going to be shishim keneged the spoon. So the question is, why? So maybe one could say, I was just thinking now, maybe one could say that even though Tom Kieger is the Raisa, but in other words, to have this, both scenarios happen, it's probably a miyat shev a miyat, it's such a situation. But I don't know, but even if it doesn't happen, this is the worst case scenario, but it could still happen. So l'chora, it's hard to know at what point you say it's no longer a miyat, and you have to be choshish, that you don't have a rov to assume that you're, you know. So this is the worst case scenario. So okay, so he forget what I said. So he says, a pshat, he says for two reasons, he doesn't think you have to worry. And what this is pshat in these rabbanim. V'nir dem sabchinim, ahad chsiv b'mordechai, sof perach yid hanashe b'shem ravon, bahu uvdu d'ir b'megenza, mikdeirish haisa shfuso eitzel ha'esh, v'nitar ala cholov, kosev ha'ravon, de'en lomar da cholov nivlo, no sin tam, berotev, ha'nivlo b'kdeira, neser oso rotev, chozer oso rotev, and Dosin Tam Bigdeir Rosa Hakol Mitam Mimbimino Halor Minan El Harotev Shibigdeira the Chutzva Rotev Anivla Hakol Echad Hein Levata Lacholov. So this is the concept what we call Makusher. Makusher. So was heißt Makusher? So let's understand what Makusher means. Makusha means like this. You have the milk, right? The milk spoon. So the milk spoon, it went in, the tam, 59 units, whatever, went into the, went into the Kedera Shobo, or Shobasa. So now you're telling me what? Meat went in, and is gonna ask the spoon, and therefore, so now you have basa b'cholov in the spoon. But who says? Because when you put in the spoon the second time, right? So you're telling me the meat that's going in the spoon is now contaminated by the milk. And it's no shishu, right? But if you'll say that the meat went into the spoon is still connected to the rest of the meat in the pot, right? When you put it the second time, so the milk is affected. You say 59 units went in. But who cares that it was only 59 units that went in? But there's meat in the rest of the pot. So if those 59 units of meat that went in are still considered connected to what? To the rest of the meat in the pot, then even the meat in the spoon is not going to become basa b'cholov. Because we said what? The first dip, 59 units are going to come out of milk. Okay, fine. And then another 59 units of meat are going to come in. And then they're going to ask for the meat. But that's only if you look at the spoon as a separate unit, 59 basa, 1 chalav. But if you look at the basa that went into the spoon as connected to the rest of the basa in the pot, so then it's not going to make it basa b'chalav. You'll tell me, but 2 seconds later, you're going to take the spoon out. And it's not going to be b'kusha anymore. Yeah, but then it'll be like a klisheni. And it won't have any blia. So he says, so that's why these rabbanim didn't care, because they said, worst case scenario, okay, 59 units came out. Okay, so you'll need 60 times 59. But the other stuff never becomes basa b'cholov necessarily, because even though 59 units of milk went out and 59 units of meat came in, but there's one unit of milk and 59 of meat in the spoon. But that's not the only meat that's around. Why don't you mitzarev the meat in the spoon to the meat in the kedera also, and therefore it'll never become possible chalav. Once you take the thing out, yeah, then in the chanami, it's not makusher anymore, but it's not a keli rishon anymore either.
Aren't we talking about this whole time about where you take it out?
That's
something.
You put it in once, twice.
So it's going to be cliche, and then no, this should...
No, the first time you put it in, it's on incense, on the klivishon, on the fire, when you put it in. Good. So now 59 milk came out. Right? And then you're putting it in the second time. And then we assume the bus of cholov. What? It's klivishon each time.
You took it out, though.
Right, but then you put it back in. There was the chashash of the smach, the way the Truma Sadesh explains. The first time, 59 units of milk go into the thing. And then 59 come out. Then you take it out. And then you put it in a second time, and now all 60 of Basav Cholov come out.
That's when you put it in the second time, but you said that everybody said it's going to be Klivishon, so what does it matter when you take it out, it's going to be Klivishon?
No, but I'll tell you why. Because the question is, does it ever become Basav Cholov in the spoon? So we said, yeah, because once you put it in the first time, so 59 came out of milk, 59 of meat comes in. And now it's...
Meaning whenever it's going to be a klivishon, it's still going to be connected to the meat in the pot. Whenever it's...
Right, exactly.
That's going to be a klivishon.
Right. So when it's still connected, so then you have shishim levatel. Once you take it out, it's not connected, that's not a klivishon anymore. I mean, maybe you could say it's a klivishon shuruch al kabeish, but maybe that's only the rabbanon. So b'meila, that's a sharp word. So he says, "Vevi raya lazu." First one lines of lazu. Right, we know there's a din if you have barrels of treif wine. So there was no bliya of chamin, it's only a bliya of tzonin. So the way you can get it out is you leave 3 24-hour of water. Right, milu v'ira. You fill it up for 24 hours, and then you take it out, the water out, then you fill another 24 hours. So we assume each time a little bit comes out into the water through the kavish, and then eventually it all comes out. So the question is, how do you know that's true? Maybe when the water comes in, it goes into the barrel, and now tam wine is in the barrel. And that will acid the water. So then you didn't accomplish anything because the water went in, became acid. In other words, you're assuming that every bit, a little bit of wine comes out, a little bit, but water goes in, and then maybe that water is not bottled inside the thing. So then you're getting treif water coming back in. The answer is the water that goes into the dofneha barrel is mekusher with the water in the barrel. So then the water in the Dofneha barrel is never contaminated by the wine because it's still connected to the water in the barrel, and Mamela, it never becomes osur, so therefore it'll schlep along each time some wine, and that wine won't contaminate the water because the water that seeped in is still connected to the water in the barrel, and there'll be shishim, and therefore if you do it three times, it'll all wash out. So you see, that's one of the makoros for this concept of that the Ravon has of Mekusher. So that's one pshat, and the other pshat he says in Tosh. That's one pshat. And the other pshat he gives is that maybe you don't say Hanan by Balua. There was this whole idea of the smack that you need twice shishim or 50 and 60 is only because there's a basa b'cholov that's going to become after you did the first one, 59 went out, another 51 came in, and they're going to make a basa b'cholov inside the kli. But that's balua. So who says you say chanan b'balua? So that's a question. So if you say you don't say chanan b'balua, so then you won't have a problem because you won't have anything more that's gonna come out than the 60. So for these two reasons, either you don't say Hanan Babalua or you say the Kula Makusha, maybe you just need one time Shishim. And that's Pshat in the Rabban and Kishishai that's this Mordechai here who speaks about that idea about Makusha. This Mordechai on page 11 is what he quotes, to this idea that you have milk that fell out on the Kedera Mibachutz, and there's meat in the Kedera. So you don't say the milk goes into the Dofnei Kedera and Asses. You say no, it becomes bottle because the meat and the tam of meat inside the Dofen are Makusha. So that's the story. So in Shulchan Aruch, and then the Shari Dura on page 12 says the other svar. Something is balua, we know there's no din tuma, right? Something is balua. You swallow, like Rav Shechter said, you swallow a marble, and then you go into Olam HaMeis. Like Rav Shechter pointed out, that's born in the poskim. So then, and then you go out of the Olam HaMeis, you vomit it out. That it's not tame because it's balua besocho. So that's the idea. Then just like there's no tumah balua, so maybe there's no chanan balua. So in Shulchan Aruch, these two opinions are quoted. On page 13, Atochev Kav Cholevis B'Gdeira Shal Basur Itcha Sharin Kol Ma Shenitcha B'Menem B'Gdeira. Alright. So then first he discusses only the Kaf or the whole thing. So one opinion says that only Ma Shenitcha. V'yesh Mishom Meshim HaKaf Shal Mateches. Then misharin in the whole spoon, cham chtsas or cham kula. Sorry. Im tochav chab b'kdeir shnei pomim, lo no de mintayin tzor shnei pomim shishim. That's the smak. V'yesh omrim v'sagim pom achas shishim. V'chei no agim anisot, kru mesadeshen, simko v'agos shari dura, etc. And then the Shach explains, it's obviously it's no domain time, because if it's no domain time, then it would be a hefsek, it would be bottle. But then, and then okay. So that's the story. I mean, the Shach quotes the reason of Balua, that you don't say Balua. Now there's another question. One second. So there are two questions to be asked on this inyan. One is, we have a concept of Yisurim Mevatlin Zu Et Zu. Right? Yisurim Mevatlin Zu Et Zu. In other words, normally it's Heter and Isser, right? If Shishim Heter connected to one unit of Isser, it's Mevatlin. But say you have 59 units of Heter, but one unit of Isser A, one unit of Isser B. So would we say 59 joins up with one unit Isser to Mevatel the other Isser, and then the other Isser joins up with 59 Heter to Mevatel that one? So you don't need necessarily 60 of Heter against Isser, but if you have two different Isurim, so 59 and one can go against the one, and the other 59 and one go against the other one. So why don't you say the same thing over here? Why don't you say that the meat and the basar b'chalav gang up against that original milk and that, in other words, so what do you be choshish that you had 59 milk came out into the meat, and then you have 60 basar b'chalav coming out. So you say we have the 60 connected 119. But why don't you say that the meat will be mitzdarif with the 59 milk to mevatel the shishim of basar b'chalav, and the meat will be mitzdarif with the basar of the 60 basar b'chalav to mevatel 59 milk? And that's mevatel and isser. So why do you say that the 59-60 add up together to mevatel shishim? These are two separate things. That's milk that came in that needs to be mevatel, and basar, that was the first thing, and then basar b'chalav came in that needs to be mevatel. So each time the meat should meet up with the other thing, the meat should meet up with the milk to mevatel the basar b'chalav, and the meat should mitzdarif with the basar b'chalav to mevatel the milk.
Yeah.
So that's the Prima Gaudim on page 18. He asked this question. So he says we have a after the first word in the line is kinoflu. Kinoflu is the first word in line. After Yisurim Vatlin Zedzeh, even though we have a din of Yisurim Vatlin Zedzeh, Mikol Mokom in Shimon Shavin, Afshe Taman Chalukin, Ein Mevatlin. The Shein Basu Becholov Chad Shimon. So it's all Basu Becholov. So that's sort of what you're saying. So it doesn't work. Even though you could say it's your basar tam, maybe it should work, but that was the one question he had, Prima Gaudim. And then another Prima Gaudim, he has another question on page 16. Second, so first he starts off with the first hour, he starts off with the Yisurim Mevatlin Zedzeh. It's that same question. Then he has another question. He says, why do you need this whole shaila about dipping twice? Why don't you just dip once and just leave it in? And that'll be the same thing as dipping twice. Because when you dip once, so that thing happened, and then you leave it in more, the other thing will happen. In other words, the concept that 59 went out and the other 59 came in, that happens. And then the other thing, that the 60 will come out, that'll happen 2 minutes later. Why do they have to give a scenario that you took it out and dipped it again? Just No, but if well, obviously the person who is machmir for this isn't holding from Makusha. Says that the Yesh Liros L'Mechaber, my ear you talk about Bam, feel Pamachas, the show a harbe name it Paula to Bola. So we see Loma the Makusha who, in Komash McDeva, Hashash Lachashotsu McDeva, came Dafka talk about Bez Bam. So he says, what you say? So what? You're Machaber to both answers, that what? That it's Makusha, so meaning he's saying that everyone will agree to Makusha in those cases. And the only time it was different is because he took it out, and they're assuming that it's no longer Makusha. And they don't hold from this thing, oh, now it's a cliche, because they say, oh, that's whatever, it's a Kli Rishon Shel Rabbi Eish, but in Echanami, if it'll stay in, in other words, he's not saying, I said back to you, maybe that's good for the Machlokes, whether you say Makusha or not. He said, no, everyone holds from Makusha, or else he wouldn't have had this. The only question is, what about this far when you take it out? It's always Makusha. Do you say, well, it's always Kli Rishon? Or do you say, no, it still could? That's what the Truva Sadesh in there was saying. Yeah, that line on page 10 of our Klisheni is in the fourth line on the top of the left side, the last word of the line, Yesh Lomer. So he says, and that din of Yisurim of Adlam Zubazu, if you want to just see it again in page 21, is in the Ramah here. In the Mechaber, rather, I'm sorry, on page 23. Kedei v'sheyesh bo, halachates, chamishim v'tisha zeisim heter, v'naflu bo shnei zeisim echad shal dam v'echad shal chelev. So we say that the 59 is mitzarif with the dam to vatel lechelav, and the 59 of the chelav, 59 of the thing is mitzarif with the chelav to vatel the dam. Kol echad mitzarif machamishim v'tisha shel heter levatel chaveru, chen esim v'tisha zeishim shel heter, etc. So that was just to see the makor of the kasha of the prima gadim. But the spoon, no matter what, that has tam basar that comes into it, so that you're going to have to kasha. And the Rabbein Yonah on the also has that, brings that idea in the last page. Tam vatel zeze. Okay, so this is the Yisod. We started with the Mishnah and the Lo Noda Bintayim, and then if you need to be Bintayim, so in the case of Kavchalevs, there was no Yidia Bintayim, so there would be Yidia that was nothing to talk about. If there wasn't, and then the one opinion says, Smach, Mechaber, that you have to be Vatel the whole 119. And the Truma Sadeshin quotes, the Rabbanik Shishai were not Choshish. And there are two reasons. One is Mekusher, and the other is that there's no Chanam B'Balua.
So, if it's Eina Ben Yehuda, then it's all good?
If the milk spoon is ainah binyomo, it's not going to affect the meat at all, but the spoon will be required to, because even though it's ainah binyomo of milk in the spoon, but now that there's meat, whenever you have in a spoon an ainah binyomo of milk, and now fresh meat came in, you have to kasher it. You know, it's not possible of hol, but it's zera, so you have to kasher it.
I wonder if it was binyomo, but it was cold.
If everything is cold, then also nothing to worry about.
I'll say the meat's hot, but the milk is cold.
The meat is hot.
The milk was put in cereal, then you don't put that there. Usually cereal.
No, but if you only put it in cold milk, then there's no bleas. So as long as by the time you put it in the meat, it would dry it off. And,
but I'm going to say that your more, that means that it was used with hot.
Hot, and according to some sheeters, it means not for the hot of Kli Rishon.
Right.
But if it's just used in cold the cereal in the morning, so.
We don't say point to the cards are bound to each other because the whole thing is clear bus for color.
Right. So the Shemus is to, like Ari said.
So you don't have two separate Yisurim.
Right, so it's not like Dabu Chalev.
Right.
Two separate. He says you need two separate Yisurim b'shma. Because if you say b'taima, then it will also be where it should work. Because one is milk and one is basa b'chalev. It's also different timing. So, I mean, what could say you're trying to, okay, whatever, but that's his answer. But you see the, clearly they're not saying that. Okay, this is an interesting inyan. Just, you have to just think it through, make sure you got it, all the details of this inyan, but that's the, okay, and I think the next year is on Nat Bar Nat, so that's a very important yisod. And then we're going to get to Hechsher, but as I recommend, you keep chazering as we go along, and there's Hashem, write it all down. Okay, it's good to see everyone back, Baruch Hashem. We should have this continued zman. We'll continue to be good.